And now, Don Blackwell.
I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Jesus said those words to a paralyzed man in Mark chapter 2 and verse 11. The man could not walk, and in fact, he was carried on a stretcher by four friends into the house where Jesus was. But after Jesus spoke these words to him, the Bible says, immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that they were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. Friends, what happened there was a miracle, and it was done in the presence of many witnesses, and it was undeniable. How very different that is from the so-called miracles of today. The question we want to answer in today's program is, do miracles still take place today? We hope that you'll get your Bible and study the answer to this question with us. Do miracles still exist today? If you turn on your television set, you'll see people claiming to be performing miracles. Some say they have even witnessed a miracle. Some say they exist. Some say they do not exist. I want for us to look today and see what the Bible has to say about this very important subject. The first point in our lesson today deals with the definition of a miracle. I think it's very important that we define our terms before we even begin this study, especially because many people misuse the term miracle today. They use it incorrectly. The World Book Dictionary defines a miracle this way: a wonderful happening that is beyond the known laws of nature. And that's a good definition. It's an event outside of the realm of natural laws caused by divine influence. And the Bible is full of examples of miracles. In John chapter 2, we read about water being turned miraculously into wine. Exodus chapter 4, the parting of the Red Sea. We read about Balaam's talking donkey, about speaking in tongues, the raising of the dead, the blind made to see, and the list goes on and on. All of these things are miracles. They are beyond natural law. Now let's list some things that are not miracles. First, a baby being born. That's not a miracle. Natural law went into effect with Adam and Eve, and so a baby being born is according to natural processes. Now, it's truly amazing, but it's not a miracle. A doctor saving someone's life is not a miracle. A tornado skipping one house and destroying another is not a miracle. Modern technology is not a miracle, although I have frequently heard people refer to the miracle of modern technology. What they mean to say is it's amazing. Amazing, yes. A miracle, no. The second point we want to look at today is the question, do we believe in miracles? Sometimes it's said that members of the Church of Christ don't believe in miracles. And friends, that's simply not true. The Bible speaks of many miracles, and we believe in every one of them. The Old and New Testament speak of many true and honest miracles that were performed. The question is not whether or not miracles have ever existed. The question is, do they still exist today? And the answer to that question is no. Now, that's not because God doesn't have the power to do miracles. Certainly God has the same power today that He had then. But He tells us in His Word that He is not exercising that power in that way today. Now, that's not to say that God doesn't answer prayer, because He does. Many passages of Scripture teach us that. But God does not have to perform a miracle in order to answer prayer. God, through His providence, works through natural laws to answer the prayers of His children. And friends, to me, this is even a greater testimony to His power. God doesn't have to set aside natural law to accomplish His purposes. His foreknowledge and wisdom are such that He can accomplish His will within the bounds of natural laws that He has set in motion. Friends, contrary to what you may see on television today by those falsely claiming to be able to do miracles, the Bible teaches that miracles have ceased. I want to give you several proofs from the Bible that show this to be the case. Point number one, proof number one, has to do with the nature of Bible miracles. You see, Bible miracles were undeniable. Bible miracles were done in the presence of multitudes of witnesses. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 16, when Peter and John healed the lame man at the temple, I want you to listen to the words of their enemies. The enemy said, "What shall we do with these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them, and is made known to all of them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it." They saw the miracle. It was witnessed by many. The proof was irrefutable, and even the enemies acknowledged this to be the case. Friends, such is not the case with the phony miracle workers of today. Their so-called miracles are highly suspect, and they certainly leave plenty of room for denial. Frequently, they are those that supposedly happen somewhere far away to someone that you do not even know, and the only proof that's offered is someone's word. How very different this is from the miracles of the Bible. Bible miracles were authentic. They could not be denied. The dead were raised, as the case with Lazarus, Eutychus, Tabitha. The healing was instantaneous, and it was complete. Proof number two that miracles do not exist today has to do with the instantaneous nature of miracles. Bible miracles were immediate. Jesus could heal an ailment that very moment. In Matthew 15 and 28, the woman from Canaan pleaded with Jesus to heal her daughter. Jesus granted her request, and the Bible says, "And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." Jesus said the words, and she was healed. Friends, this is a far stretch from the modern-day faith healers who perform so-called gradual healing, or they heal only internal sicknesses, which no one can verify. A third proof that modern-day miracle workers are fakes is that when they fail to perform a deed, they blame it on the faith of the recipient, or I should say, they blame it on the lack of faith of the one to be healed. Such was not the case with Bible miracles. In the Bible, a miracle was not dependent on the one to be affected. In Acts chapter 13, the Apostle Paul performed a miracle on a man who had no faith at all. His name was Elymas, but his lack of faith in no way hindered Paul performing that miracle. In Acts chapter 4, Peter and John performed a miracle in which they healed the lame man, who did not even know that they were about to perform a miracle. When modern-day faith healers fail in an obvious way, the reason they give, or the place they give the blame, is on the person's lack of faith. And friends, they do that to cover up the fact that they are frauds. Proof number four. A fourth proof that miracles do not exist today has to do with the purpose for miracles. Why did miracles exist in the first place? Some people would say that God allowed miracles in the first century simply to alleviate human suffering. But you know, that's not the real reason. That's not the underlying reason. If it was, or if it were, then why did Paul leave Trophimus sick in Miletum in 2 Timothy 4 and 20? Why didn't Paul heal Timothy of his stomach disorder, 1 Timothy 5 and 23? Why did Paul not remove his own physical ailment, 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 9? Friends, you see, that was not the primary purpose of miracles. Someone says, then, what was the primary purpose? The primary purpose of miracles was to confirm the Word, to prove that this was a message from God. In John chapter 3 and verse 2, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said, "We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him." Friends, you see, he knew that Jesus was from God because of the confirmation of the miracles that he did. You remember the Lord told Moses in the Old Testament. He said, "Go to Pharaoh and say, 'Let my people go,' and tell the children of Israel that God is going to deliver them." Moses said, "Lord, what if they don't believe me? What if they say the Lord has not appeared unto you?" The Lord told Moses, "Then take the rod that's in your hand and cast it down, and it became a snake. And then take it by the tail," and the Bible says it became a rod again. Now, what was the reason for this miracle? Here it is. Here's the reason. Exodus chapter 4 and verse 5. That they may believe that the Lord God of your fathers has appeared to you. Do you see the purpose? The purpose was to confirm that Moses was saying that which had originated with God. And in the New Testament, when the Lord sent His disciples out on the Great Commission to carry the word into all the world, Mark 16:20 says, "And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Now let me get to my point. The point is that the purpose of miracles was to confirm God's word. That's what Mark 16:20 tells us. And that God's word has now been confirmed. And friends, it doesn't have to be confirmed over and over and over again. That means that the purpose of miracles is gone. And with the purpose gone, the miracles are gone as well. The Hebrew writer asked the question, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him?" How was the word confirmed? Listen to the text. "God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will." Hebrews 2, 3 and 4. Friends, the word has been confirmed. And since only new revelations need confirming, then the primary purpose of miracles has been done away, and miracles with them. The purpose of miracles teaches us that miracles do not exist today. The nature of miracles teaches us that miracles do not exist today. Bible miracles were instantaneous and complete. The failures of modern-day miracle workers teach us that miracles do not exist today. They may blame it on the lack of faith of the one to be healed, but the truth is, they have no such power and never have.